What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Monday morning. Well, an awful lot to discuss today. An extremely thorough, an extremely impressive victory by the Eagles yesterday. Just outstanding. Look, they get a 37-17 win. Hurts was awesome. The defense was terrific. And we got a 5-2 football team. You know, as we approach Halloween, we got a team with juice. It's awesome. Look, we'll talk about it all day. 215-592-9494. Rich.
You need to eat a lot of crow. You need to eat a lot of crow today. And I hope you do. I hope that's where we're headed. Did you know bees have five eyes?
I did not. I did know I would eat crow today. I didn't know bees
have eyes.
You got
to eat a lot of crow. I mean, crow's not the same as bees. They both fly.
Yeah.
Bees have two large eyes on either side of their head, and then they have three simple eyes. They're called ocelli eyes on the top of their head, and they detect light, but not shape. So it's like a bee can detect if something's coming down to swat it from the top.
Like how people are going to swat me over the head today?
They should. Everyone should. I want to.
I hope people do. I was thrilled with yesterday. Let's get into it. There's a lot of aspects to this. Obviously, Jalen's the biggest, and I'm going to get to that in about 45 seconds. Let me just start this way. Great win. Great win. A win that pumps this up. You know, they outscored Cincy 20-0 in the final 19 minutes of the game. The Eagles yesterday took a big shot from Cincinnati early. Big shot. 10-minute drive, 7 points right out of the gate, 10 minutes into the game. Eagles take a big shot, withstand it. Come back swinging, still end up leading the time of possession of the game. Defense was outstanding. They beat Joe Burrow on the road, and the Birds get to 5-2. But ladies and gentlemen, all of that pales into comparison to the biggest story from yesterday, and that's that Jalen Hurts was outstanding. He really was. I mean, listen, he was efficient. His decision-making appeared crisp. He was accurate with the football. He controlled the game to a large extent with his legs when he had to. I mean, he was just awesome. And this, John, is obviously...
So can we agree that we can keep him now? Like, can we agree that he's our quarterback now? Can we agree that this young 26-year-old kid continues to improve because he works at it in part, but also because he is incredibly skillful and can do things other quarterbacks cannot? We should be grateful for a lot of those skills. It took him a while to get to where he's feeling as confident as he needs to feel within this new offense. New this year. It's different. It's new. He told us it was 95% different verbiage. Like, and then we said, oh, hey, no, it couldn't have been that much. That's way too much. But what if it was? But what if he felt like he was learning that much new?
Well, there's a difference between verbiage and
protection. He's calling the protection this year.
Yeah.
He's doing a lot more than he did when Jason Kelce was his center. He should be commended for the amount of work that he put in. And then
we heard that
over the bye week, we heard that he went in there and he said, you know what? I'm not going to leave town. I'm not going to leave this facility. I'm just going to work on what I need to get better. That's what he did for his spring break, so to speak, whatever you'd call it, but, you know, during the bye. That's the quarterback that I want. The quarterback that I want is 26 years old and can do it all, and now he's showing us that again, and I love it, and I'm so impressed that he's figuring it out with this new play caller, and this play caller's figuring it out with him, and everything just looked so much crisper and more confident yesterday. He's our guy. Please, can we get our heads around that? He's gonna be our guy, and he's gonna be even better when he's our guy then.
Well, here's what I'll say. That's the guy I want for a long time if you can bottle it up and do it often. And you know, I don't say that to skew negative. I say that just to be real. Obviously, what we saw yesterday is what they're paying $250 million for. It's what was essentially, I'll use the word promise. It's not the accurate word, but promise from his 2022 season. You saw him in 2022, and what we saw yesterday would be no surprise based on what we saw in 2022. The problem is it's a surprise based on what we saw for a good chunk of 23 and, you know, almost half of 24. But look, he did it yesterday.
He made mistakes even yesterday.
Well, he started slow.
He made mistakes, you know, leading up to yesterday. That's what every quarterback does, but that we don't seem to notice about the other quarterbacks. Every quarterback makes mistakes. You make less as you learn while you're playing. And we should all be excited that Jalen is getting back to looking his best.
Well, he looked great.
And the fact that he's 26, we know he has not learned it all yet. He's just starting to learn this offense. He's got 69 regular season games under his belt, 5 postseason games under his belt. That's not much. Look, I mean, there are iron horses out there, and he's tough. I know he's going to work to be out there, but that's not the just look at some of the old heads. The experience chalks up. Like I said, when Rich Gannon was the MVP of the NFL, he must have been 35.
Well, we also know that's an exception to the rule, though. I mean, we know that.
But I watch other quarterbacks, like even this season, Sam Darnold. He's been bounced around the league, all over the place.
No question.
What happens is, as a quarterback, you get more familiar just by being immersed in it, just by being around it, and so you get better. You learn by being in it, by watching those plays, by playing that football. And that's what Jalen has to do with this coach, with this play caller. And it continues to get better. And it's going to get better at a greater rate than anyone should expect, because this guy is special and this guy works in a different capacity than other people do.
Well, look.
And you need to give him credit.
I am.
That he deserves
credit.
Not just as a player, but as a guy who's going to continue to develop. And he, without question, should be considered the focal point of the offense, the focal point of the future of the offense, because that's what they did here. They built it around him.
Look, we'll take your reaction, 215-592-9494, to the whole thing. You want to take a bite out of me today? Go for it. You know, obviously I'm thrilled with how they played, and it's great to see this season have life. I mean, as recently as 14 days ago, we got in here after a win because they had beaten a really sorry Browns team and barely beaten them. And even though they had a winning record, we didn't feel good. And the town was coming down on Sirianni, and rightfully so. The reality is, in the last 14 days, they've gotten a lot of things in order, and Jalen is the biggest part of it. Now, he's not the only part.
Well, that's another thing.
The defense is
awesome. By the way, the run-stopping part of the defense, which I loved under Jim Schwartz, but I've lamented since.
Yep.
We've allowed, over the last two games, just 72 yards on the ground per game. That's, you know, I'll take that.
Yep.
There was another stat that I thought was outstanding. Since the third week of the season, teams are scoring 12.8 points per game against us. Vic Fangio's, whatever you call it, scheme, system, concepts, the players are grasping them very clearly.
And Cooper DeJean has really helped.
Oh,
he really has.
The exuberance of youth, there's like a little extra burst of speed out there with Quinyon Mitchell, with Cooper DeJean. I'm telling you, the ignorance of youth at times when you're covering a guy that you probably have no right being out there covering, but you don't even care. You're young. Hey, throw caution to the wind. I'll take a couple risks here. I'll study hard, and I'm prepared. We got young guys who are worth their salt, which is great to see.
So, look, a really exciting victory, and frankly, the first truly exciting victory since last year. As much as last week felt much better than it had, I mean, you know the Giants are dog meat. Now, I'm not convinced the Bengals are particularly great. I think you could tell pretty early Burrow was trying to get that ball out quickly because he didn't trust his line, and rightfully so. But and who
Cincinnati
knows?
Cincinnati felt like a group that looked ready to take the bull by the horns. And you were saying last week, we aren't the better team. They've got the better quarterback. They're going to win. That can't be erased. Our city just said, like, hey, we're not as good as this upstart once again, Cincinnati Bengals team that seems to lose the first half of every season.
Well, two-thirds of people yesterday or on Friday in our poll picked the Eagles to win. So, I mean, there was a lot of belief in the Eagles going into this game from a lot of people. I wasn't one of them. I mean, it wasn't like I was saying they can't win, but I did not expect them to. And obviously, early, I was tremendously concerned. You see Burrow do what he did and Chase and, you know, their tight end, and they just march right down the field. But, you know, it's an incredible fact, and I did not realize this until looking at the box score and inside the game after the game was over. So we knew it wasn't a game with many possessions, in part because you had these long possessions, like Cincy's first one. The Eagles only had the ball 8 times. James, do you know that they scored on 7 of the 8 possessions?
I saw that stat,
yeah. Isn't that great?
It's wild.
7 of the 8 possessions they scored. It was 4 touchdowns, 3 field goals, and 1 punt. That was it. So look, spectacular.
It truly was. It truly was a spectacular performance on both sides of the ball. And it feels like it's just a familiarity breeding, just more cohesiveness, execution. Guys talk about that term all the time. They're executing now.
Well, look,
and they weren't earlier in the season.
It feels like Fangio and Kellen Moore are getting a greater handle of what they've got and an imprint on this football team more so. Got to give Sirianni a lot of credit. The town was coming down on his head 14 days ago on a Monday after a victory. This is going to be a different kind of week for him. He deserves it. And Jalen, more than anybody, deserves a lot of praise today and this week for what he did yesterday and how he weathered his own storm, because he was in the eye of the storm, I'd say, last week as much as he's ever been. And he played the best game he's played in, you know, I don't quite know how long, but at least
since
a calendar
the Super
year.
Bowl, maybe.
Maybe,
yeah.
Since the Super Bowl. Yeah, I think that's probably right, James. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to it all. And if it involves biting my head off, go for it. I'm here. Yoda Cameron, John Ritchie. Your reaction all day. The 5-2 Birds!